All right, everybody, welcome back to
the greatest podcast ever. So we are your hosts, D-Train,
Christopher Lloyd.
You gotta listen to one or two.
It was just classic.
I shit my pants.
Real nice, thick,
dark, the way I like it.
Is your ass hurt the next day?
Fuck no, man. My ass is made of fucking steel. Steel.
I'm ready.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the greatest podcast ever from a Chevy Cobalt. It is the Carpooling Podcast. We are your hosts,
D-Train
and Christopher Lloyd. Welcome back.
Hey, D-Pain. I could be like the rapper.
You could be D-Pain, D-Train,
anything.
Derek P., fucking master
D Diddy,
master circumcision,
the master. They took too much.
I always found, like, did you ever see the movie Bulletproof? It was like Adam Sandler and one of the Wayans brothers, not like the guys that made Scary Movie, like the older brother that he was in movies before them.
I remember him, like Last Boy Scout guy, right?
Yeah, okay. That guy and Major Payne. Yeah, and there's an. Anyways, I'm not going to talk about the movie, but there's a scene in it where Adam Sandler's like, yeah, apparently he told a story where they over-circumcised him as a child, so I don't know. Anytime somebody says over-circumcised, I always think of that movie.
What, like they,
like he was telling like a joke to like, the premise of the movie is, spoilers everybody, fucking 1990 movie, the Wayans brother was Adam Sandler's friend at the start of the movie, but then you find out he's an undercover cop.
Which one's the undercover cop? The Wayne?
Yeah, the Wayne guy. Okay. And he's trying to capture like a drug lord. And so they go after Adam Sandler. Like he was like their connection to get the drug lord. So anyways, long story short, like they were like friends. Like, you know, he worked this undercover case for like 20
for
years.
So long. Oh,
not
really?
20 years. Not yeah, 20 yeah, years, but you know, it, for a long time. So they talked about funny shit all the time, went on crime sprees all the time. So he's like, oh, you didn't tell everybody at the station about them over circumcising me. He's like, I told you that as a joke, man. This is fucking made up bullshit.
Whatever, it really isn't, though?
No, I don't know. Okay. I'm totally butchering it. I mean, but anytime somebody says over-circumcised, I always think of that movie.
Your
because
just
of that
dick
scene.
Would be tight.
I guess that's what it'd
boners
be.
Boners would be painful.
Yeah, boners would be painful, and like you'd probably start limping down. We get right back into dick ducks.
Yeah. Have you ever seen, yeah, instantly? Yeah. Have you ever seen a dick where like curves up?
Up
like
so a
like a banana. Yeah, that would work for them.
Yeah, they'd like it.
Yeah,
it's like a rabbit.
Yeah, it's like free, right? Free fucking.
No, rabbit's the one with the little clit. Rubber.
Yeah, that's the other one is the, what do they call the super one that has like the pearls that spin around and the rabbit. Whoa. On the top. You know those ones?
Yeah, you think that'd be too much stimulation?
Yeah, it's like too crazy. Yeah. How is a dick supposed to compete with that afterwards? Yeah. I knew a girl once who told me like that she would masturbate with actually, like, this sounds ridiculous, again, Adam Sandler, but like a shampoo bottle.
Right.
And, like, legit. Like, she would take pictures of the shampoo, like the round shampoo bottle up there and stuff.
And
she got to the point where she told me that her boyfriend complained that she was too loose.
Really?
Because, like, she was like, when she would masturbate, she'd be stretching it out like
so much, and it wouldn't go back.
Even though, like I said, what, did you have a small dick? And no, it's just
she wouldn't do Kegels or anything.
No, she's just a size queen, they call them.
Right, and just more and more.
Yeah, like she just would.
You get fists in there.
In there, she could. Right.
Did he ever try to put his fist in her?
I'd
be like, kind of turned on by it. I mean, it wouldn't feel as good, but it'd be like, I wonder what I could do to this pussy that, like, she let me do.
My head.
Yeah.
Like that old video.
No, you start pulling out like weird like toys. Like you start with like a popsicle in half, and then you like use a popsicle that's complete. Then you get like a jumbo popsicle, or you get like a jawbreaker. You know those giant jawbreakers? You shove that
get
in there, and you
in
lick
there.
In there, and you start licking it.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah,
I had.
Like you get a little bit of the jawbreaker taste while you're eating her pussy. Hey, that's a good idea.
They call that. There's a name for that.
Is there something that's real?
There should be.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is, but. We can't be the first person to think of that.
Put a Tootsie Roll in there or some shit.
I've heard stories about guys doing it with Jolly Ranchers, but then, like, it gets in there and the chick just forgets or something.
Yeah.
And then, like,
gets sick or something. Like, bad shit happens. Yeah. Melts.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a fucking goop in there.
You gotta know. If you're putting all kinds of sugar up there, you gotta know the bacteria are gonna be having a heyday.
Oh, yeah. You're definitely getting yeast infections and shit or whatever.
So best not to do that.
Yeah.
Are people have heard losing condoms up there?
Yeah, that's a normal one.
Like a long time ago. Like.
And then they pull them out later.
Yeah. I have
when the body's dead. When the woman's dead.
Yeah. I got a friend of a friend. I can't mention any names because I'm getting personal. His wife wants you to stick the neck of the beer bottle in her ass while he's fucking her. And this guy's
Why are you telling everybody this, man? That's me.
Really?
No.
Okay. No, apparently this guy has a big dick too. So it's nothing to do with anything. But yeah, she'll be like, he'll be fucking her and she'll be like, get the bottle.
Whoa.
Like literally. And she's a good looking woman. Like it's not weird, but yeah, she wants the bottle in her ass up to the neck while he's fucking her.
To each so their like own. I guess it gets like he can push it in a little bit more and more.
Yeah, just
so she likes it.
Yeah, like
just eventually he'd probably get the whole thing in there.
Yeah, if I was him, I'd say fuck it, just put my dick in that ass.
I don't know, man. I heard everybody likes ass sex, probably. You know, most people.
Yeah, general public.
Yeah. But I'm imagining that if you got ass sex all the time and that's the only sex you did, you wouldn't want to do it anymore.
Because no, it's would. So much no, work. Yeah, you wouldn't want it. I've heard of that too.
Yeah. It's guys a lot of work.
Relationships like that.
Yeah. Only like those young people who only have ass sex.
Yeah. They get they don't sick get pregnant. Of it. You just want whatever. I asked him about that. I'm like, what? Like, what are you talking about? Because he just said, man, he said psychologically, just you want what you can't have.
Right.
That's it. That was his.
That's what he was saying. Yeah.
And I thought it was like awesome. Like, hey, you're a lucky sex. Guy, man.
Oh, to shove beer bottles up her ass.
No, no, no. This is the I had a friend that was dating a girl like that would only have ass sex with it.
Right, right.
And eventually got sick of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you're right. It's probably just, you get what you can't, or you want what you can't get.
Yeah. You'd be dying to fuck her in the normal hole.
Yeah.
Like, when the opposite, you'd be dying to fuck her in the ass.
Yeah. So it's good to have a mix up.
Yeah, you gotta have one that's just a freak.
You know, like say you do it 3-4 times a week. You know, 2 times in the ass, 2 times in the pussy.
Well, let's not get or carried away. 4 times a week? That's crazy tough.
If you do it every day, then, you switch every day.
Yeah.
It just depends how old you are.
And you'll be like, oh, I hope it's Wednesday today.
For the ass play. But when it's a 7-day a week, it switches every week.
Yeah, what's Wednesday today?
What's Wednesday this week? I don't remember. You have to like check. You're like, last night when I had sex, did I have to go clean my dick? Yeah, I had to clean my dick after. So that was ass sex.
Ugh, now I'm grossed out by it. Hey, I want
to... you don't even... Like, it doesn't have to get dirty. I just mean, like, it's probably safer to go wash it after.
Oh, you should, yeah. They say like, just if you go, take no a condom. Piss.
Yeah, no, but even on the outside, on the skin.
Yeah, no, you get that.
Not talking about the dick hole.
Yeah, but that, like, if you're sticking your dick in an asshole...
Yeah, you want it's that horror story that everybody's friend had, like, a piece of fucking seed up their dick hole. Yeah. They knew a guy who fucking got a seed up his dick hole from ass sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably... But yeah, that's what you do for women. After they have sex, they're supposed to go pee.
Yeah, it's better for you. Both people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
All the bacteria and shit.
There was a story I might have told about that chick that went to university with my friend's girlfriend. And she was pretty popular. And then, like, she ended up with, like, the head hockey guy of the university. And he had anal sex with her, and he pulled out, and a little turd came out. And she, like, panicked and grabbed it with a napkin and ran over to the trash and threw it out. And the guy was acting like a fucking dick about it. And he went and it smelled, apparently, right? And I guess if you put it in a Kleenex, like, when shit goes in water, that hides the smell, right? Because it's covered in water. If you have a turd in open air, it stinks, right?
Right.
So apparently she, like, put it in a napkin, ran over to the trash, threw it out. But it stunk and everything. And instead of like just keep going like a normal guy, this guy went and like told everyone.
Right. So he's hockey guys.
Yeah. So like everyone made fun of her for like the whole university.
She became fucking shit girl.
Yep.
That happens, man. And I mean, not guilty of, maybe throwing a little tease here and there to some of the girls in high school that had nicknames like that.
Yeah.
But now that I think about it, it's just horrible. Like, there were so many at my school that just got bad names for stupid things.
Yeah, for what? Stuff you wish they would do?
Yeah, not like, even that.
You gave
like,
a guy a blowjob?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you had sex with 3 guys.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, oh, you're a slut. And it's like, okay. And now, I bet you that girl has had sex with less girls than all the other girls who were calling her slut in high school. Oh,
yeah, exactly. That's a good point.
And, there's one example, and I felt bad for the girl. I never made fun of her, but she got the nickname of, like, Shitty Pants. She got wasted one night and fucking shit her pants. So, I don't know, she was at a party, and I'm talking about, like, alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Yeah, and apparently she, I don't know anybody who's seen the shit. That was just what was maybe through the grapevine.
Didn't even exist.
Yeah, it might not even happen. But her fucking nickname,
the Phantom Shit,
was fucking Shitty Pants or something to do with shit forever.
Oh, man.
And she knew.
Shit Pants?
She knew that was her nickname. Well, and I mean, I feel bad for her. She was a good girl.
Cute and stuff?
Yeah, she was like, she was cute.
Like any guy would really let that, like, oh. That's so funny because in high school, only around you your would. Guys. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you would be like, oh, I'm not fucking Shit Pants.
Yeah.
And like in reality, like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's but. Like one of your buddies is like, oh, that girl's not hot. And then you're like, "What? What's he got against her?" I'm like, I really think she's hot. What has he got against her? And then you won't go and, you know, try and
yeah,
hit on her.
Yeah,
which is funny.
The old saying that says there's, like, you know how, like, if a chick likes you and you know she likes you for so much, you might just ignore her or something?
Yeah.
Well, they say, like, there's no girl as attractive as the girl that another man wants. Like, right, let's say, like, all of a sudden right. he moved in and you notice she started paying attention to this guy, you'd be, like, all over it.
Right, like, right.
But even though, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why it's not a good thing for, like, a girl to live in a house full of guys.
Oh, no. That's crazy.
Especially if they're all friends, because they'll start turning on, maybe not turning on each other, but subconsciously would.
I've seen so many friendships ruined because of women.
God, man, women ruin, like, brothers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Whole families, man.
Yeah, for sure.
For a girl.
I know. And then, like, and then the more you think about it, you're like, fuck that bitch. You ruin the family, but then you're like, I shouldn't let that shit ruin the family, so you should get back together with them. Yeah. Because it's the girl's fault. Guys are fucking meant to breed.
Yeah.
Especially, you throw booze in that shit? Damn.
Oh, fuck.
There's you're no fucking hope. Anything.
Okay, you know, I talk about Jessica's brother.
Okay, on here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have I? Doesn't matter. Okay. We're welcome to do that. So anyways, she has a brother that's like 21. He's been dating this chick for 2 years.
Yeah.
And she just finally, she sent him a text last weekend saying, it's over. It's what? Not you. It's all this stuff. He's been like really upset. He's been crying and stuff.
Yeah.
He's been comforting him and stuff. Like, it hurt
touching
him, right?
His wiener.
Yeah, having gay sex so he doesn't forget what sex is like.
Is this what she did to you with hand jobs? No, you're much better, Derek.
Good.
Okay, anyway.
So, anyway, this he's upset and all this stuff. Then he's finding out why, and it's just like you said about moving in. She was living in a dorm room with a bunch of girls, and then she's like, oh, I had to switch dorm rooms because it's a new year or something. I'm going to go to this other place, and it was a guy living there and a girl. And whenever she would talk to this little brother, she would say, oh, yeah, this guy's just a geek and all stuff. And now we're all putting it two and two together, man. She's fucking this guy.
She's got to be.
Yeah, this guy literally, she moved in. You move in, okay, two 21-year-olds, men and women living in the same house, drinking. They're fucking.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're going to fuck. Like,
oh, yeah. It's no just way. A matter of time.
Yes. Or you a situation, a shot away or a couple drinks away, anything.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, like.
Well, anyway. When you start talking, like, you get closer, you know, I'm not trying to be doctor, like, know everything, but when you're hanging out with a person, like, you're going to start falling for them no matter what.
Yeah, that's it.
If you're, like, you get along with each other, right?
That's why I always believe that men and women cannot be friends.
Yeah.
I don't have any female friends because I would sleep with them.
Right. I have a few, actually.
Yeah?
And
well, you're a better guy than me. I don't know.
And, no, I know, I'm not trying to say that. But, you know, it's true. No, but seriously.
We can't say anything now.
Yeah.
You're married.
Yeah. No, but, yeah, there's a few, and, like, I've always been friends with them, and they've even, like, not recently, but when we were younger, hit on me, and I didn't do it.
Because you're the friend?
I don't know why. I just didn't do it. I was like, ah, you're too much, too cool or whatever. It'd fuck everything up.
No, see, I don't care about that.
Yeah, usually I don't care. And it was only a few times. I might even have been with the same person.
Yeah, no, but, I wouldn't. You're a better man than me, man. There's just no way.
No, but I know what you mean. You can't, you know, it's tough to be friends with, but when you're married, it's probably a little easier. Like,
yeah, yeah. But you'd be, like, together with them, right? Like, you wouldn't be, oh, I'm going to this girl's house. You'd be probably going as a couple, right?
Not necessarily. You could be at work. Could be a girl from work.
Yeah.
You could be going over out with your friends. And she is, like, a friend of one of their girlfriends. Or, you know what I mean? Or maybe it's just an old friend. And, like, okay, my marriage, like, I could go out and my wife wouldn't be suspicious or anything. Like, I could go out with a friend from college, just the two of us, to a movie, and she wouldn't care.
See, that's crazy.
So, I'm just saying.
No, like, it's not crazy. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I'm just saying. To me, it's like, if some guy called Jessica up and was like, hey, let's go to the movies, I'd be like, yeah, you're fucking mine.
Right, right.
There's no way that would happen in my life. Yeah, I live a different life than
you. No. It's, you know, it's understandable. It's a normal emotion, Eric.
Yeah, I felt this way my whole life. And let me give you an example. And it actually involves Jessica. No, no. So I'm with this girl who I'm with now. And she has a best friend when I start going out with her. But I've always felt like there's no such thing as man in a thing. So I tell her, I'm like, this guy secretly has a crush on you.
Yeah.
This guy likes you. Like, I don't care what you say. And no, whatever. She'd go and play, like, we were pretty young at the time. She'd go and play Sega at his house. Like, they had been friends all through high school. So who am I, the new guy, to say she can't have friends? So, I didn't say that. And but they would hang out or whatever. Inside, I didn't like her. I knew this guy fucking liked her. And as me and her really got serious, and he realized that, hey, this is, like, she's serious with this guy. What does he do? He fucking goes and picks her up. And when she's in the truck, he hands her a fucking 3-page note completely professing his love to her and all this shit.
What a pussy.
And I fucking knew it. Yeah. I'm like, I knew it, man.
Yeah, so you did get burned.
No, she just told
him. No, I don't mean that she did anything. No, but it's happened to you.
Of course. So. And I knew it. Like, I already felt that way before that.
Yeah.
And then it just goes to show that in that you're right. Particular case, I was right.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm like, fuck it.
You're not allowed to have guy friends.
No, well, obviously you can't hang out with him anymore. He's in love with you.
Of course. Like, makes sense.
Yeah. So.
But maybe they'll become, maybe if he got a new girlfriend and married.
No, and he love wanted would to always stay be friend. There.
You think?
Yeah.
It could have been lust.
Well, then the lust is there.
The lust is always there. It could go away. Maybe his wife, like, tickles his balls and plays it with his prostate.
Yeah.
While he can fuck magicians.
Midgets.
Oh! Shit, that reminded me, man. There's this new TV show coming out on, I think it's on Showcase or like some weird channel, Psych or something. It's called Magicians, and it's like a world of magic. And they released, it doesn't come out till the 25th of January, the first episode. Oh, but they released it on
YouTube. I think I saw
YouTube,
a trailer.
And it fucking, I watched the whole episode.
Hold on, is it the one where he's like a wizard and he comes here or something? How does it go?
Well, it starts off like, these two magic people sit down at a park and they start talking about this kid who's in who's at college. Nothing for magic.
All right.
And he's like a magician who like does like tricks and shit, like party tricks. And then all of a sudden he gets like picked up to do these secret tests and then through these tests they find out if they actually know how to do magic. And it turns out that a lot of them do know how to do magic. And so he goes to this school, kind of like Harry Potter of, like, magic. And it has a whole bunch of other, like, magicians and shit. And, he learns magic, and there's, like, a bad guy. And he finds out, like, he's pretty important. And, you know, it's pretty dope.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's, like, I wasn't sure
how it's on Netflix right now?
No, it's not on Netflix. Oh. It's coming out. I don't think it's going to be on Netflix for a little while.
No, but
how it's
did
on
you
YouTube.
See?
Oh, they
YouTube.
Released the first episode. It's called Magicians. I'm telling you, watch it. I'm not doing it any justice explaining it.
Yeah,
it's fucking
it.
Badass, man. It's a cool concept. Because, like, you know, I don't know. I can't even talk about it anymore. Just watch it, okay? It's on YouTube. Right. You can find it. The whole first episode, they released it themselves. So you're not pirating if anybody doesn't want to pirate.
Everyone's laughing.
Yeah. Go ahead and pirate.
Yeah, go ahead. There's one
not
I
my
saw.
Movies, though.
Yeah. Pay for those.
Yeah.
Twice.
Maybe four times. Pay for them digitally and buy a copy on DVD. Or
Put
Blu-ray.
One out so we can.
Yeah?
You bastard.
Yeah. Maybe the poutine one I'll put out.
All right. I saw a poutine pizza today on the internet.
Yeah?
It looked fucking delicious. Yeah. There's this other magic thing that a bunch of guys put out from New Zealand or something that looks really well done. Like a guy, it's supposed to be like a comedy where the wizard comes to town and he just wants to not be a wizard.
Yeah.
But other people, you seen it? What's all that about? Like,
I think it's just like exactly what you said. A wizard who doesn't want to be a wizard anymore, but
he comes to Earth instead of Middle Earth.
Yeah, and then some other guys start following him, looking for him, and then that's like, I guess they're trying to like It's like two wizards who used to have a beef or something, and they gotta fight it out on Earth.
Oh shit.
I don't know, I think it is like a comedy. But you never know with Australia, like, you know, if you go to Britain and England and shit, like, that comedy's different. Like, some people find it funny.
Yeah, but like it could be dry shit. Like.
Yeah, like, it might not be, like, and then you have, like, North American comedy and Australian comedy, which is different, but you can still find it funny, but yeah. Some people don't find it funny.
Right.
Like, the perfect example is just the hack joke is, like, the
Oh, yeah, they love that shit over there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then we find it funny because it's, like, insulting their comedy, right?
Right.
Like, we would never actually find that funny
if it wasn't mockery.
If it wasn't mockery.
Yeah, they love that fucking...
Weird-ass...
The guys running from side to side and all that nonsense. That's, like, a staple. Or it used to be. Anyway.
Yeah. But, yeah, that show's coming out. I think it's coming out on Netflix or something like that.
Well, that'd be a good show, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I found out something. I won't talk about video games, but... There's a Fallout Pip-Boy app.
Yeah.
I downloaded it, but you can't do it unless you're next to your Xbox because it syncs right in.
Oh, that's cool.
And then you have a Pip-Boy here on your iPhone while you play.
Yeah, that's dope. Yeah, so and you can go. Have to like go in your start menu and shit.
We'll see. I downloaded it. Couldn't access it yet.
Couldn't get it going?
Yeah.
You got to like get your Xbox account signed in together, like linked
up. Yeah, it has to be like synced together somehow. Yeah. It says, what are you playing on? I could have picked PS4, PC, or the thing. And then I press Xbox One. It's like... Sinking, sorry, we couldn't find a device near you.
That's weird. You're like sitting beside it. You're like, what's going on?
No, I was at work.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Sweet, sweet.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, let us know what that's like.
Yeah. So, what was I going to say about... I had something to say about Tarantino. Oh, yeah, all that fucking flack he's getting for using the word ghetto. Big deal.
Getting flack for that?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Man, they can just... Like, I swear...
So you can't say anything anymore.
I don't know, man. I'm in this field, and I don't know shit about, like, what it's really like in Hollywood, like, the politics and shit. But I swear this shit is just to get publicity, because it was the N-bomb on his last movie that he was getting flack for. And it's not nearly as bad as the N-bomb, ghetto.
No. He's, like, he's in the awards, and he's, like, he's trying to compliment someone's, like, overtures that they, like, wrote, like, the music for a movie.
Yeah.
And all he said is, this is good. Like, they're really good composer. And he's real world good, not the ghetto that...
Yeah, I remember. That was at the Golden Globes.
That movie, composers are in. And then Jamie Foxx immediately, like, tore him up right on stage. Like, he's like, ghetto. And this, like... And Jamie Foxx was like...
His buddy.
Yeah, and even he called him out on it and then all this shit. I'm like, what the fuck? You can't say ghetto?
Wow.
What the hell?
I don't know. Tarantino is a funny chameleon guy. I think we talked about him on the show, like how he switches personalities between, like when he's with like white people and white Jews, he acts a certain way. When he's with black people, he acts like a black way. Yeah. And when he's with film people, you know, so he acts differently in front of people. So he was probably having a good time with Jamie Foxx, like how Jamie Foxx was acting black and doing his thing for the awards. And then, you know, he was still in his black mode.
He got carried away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But... You know, he just got taken out of, like, that's what came to his head. He was just saying that he's, like, the composer is, obviously, he could be, like, Mozart and shit.
Yeah.
Not just, like, composing music for movies.
Yeah.
No. That's all he meant by it. He meant that the ghetto was the fucking movie industry.
Yeah.
So people need to calm down.
Yeah. And he's drunk, too. He's having fun.
Of course. Yeah. That's what they do.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
I say shit when I'm drunk.
And that, you know, and then they'll go after, like, DiCaprio for like his first native speech. Like, this goes after all the first natives, and everybody's like, "Oh, you're the best, man! It's so good that you said that."
Somehow.
Like, shut up.
I know. Stop pandering to these losers.
Yeah, I mean, I understand if you want to like try and get a message out there, because I think he is kind of like, about saving things. You know
is
what
he?
I mean?
He's a whale saver.
Yeah, not specifically whales, but you know, certain things. So, of course he's going to use it. I mean, but they all pretty much do it. If they win an award and they have a unedited speech to say, they all are going to do it.
They get on their little soapbox.
Yeah, they'll go on and do it.
Yeah,
but
well.
Enough with the fuck award season.
Yeah.
It's over. Shit's over. I'm in it to make movies for the fans, especially after I won 3 Oscars already.
Exactly, man. This guy's a fucking... not, and he was not. He got three nods. He didn't win any.
Yeah.
That's you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like DiCaprio.
DiCaprio.
That's all they talk about.
About him not winning?
Oscar, yeah.
Okay, honestly, I hope he wins just so that they stop talking about him getting snubbed.
Yeah, honestly.
I mean, he won finally at the, like, at the Golden Globes, so it's different, but... What majority that, of though? The time,
like, what's a Golden Globe?
It's like a different. The Oscars are like by the Academy of Motion Picture, and the Golden Globes is like for, I don't know, like some other like TV movie kind of group.
What's the best one?
Well, for movies, it's Oscars, and then for TV, it's Emmys, and then it's Golden Globes like underneath for both of them after.
Okay.
Like, the Golden Globes is like a mix.
I heard one of the only persons that has all of one is fucking Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, that's probably true,
for some reason.
Yeah.
I guess TV would have been Star Trek or something.
Yeah.
Movies, I don't know, fucking Sister Act. I have no idea.
No, it wasn't. I think it was The Color Purple she won for, I'm pretty sure.
I don't think I've seen that. Or Ghost. She was good in Ghost.
It might have been Ghost, or it might have been the... I want to say The Color Purple, but I'm not sure. But
I don't know that. What is that color purple?
It's like a, you know, old-timey slave kind of thing, I think.
Why is it called purple, though?
That's because black people wore purple.
They did?
No, I don't know.
No, there's something to do with that. I need to know what it is.
That they wore purple?
No, like, why is some people...
Why is the color purple?
Some people have referenced purple and stuff in front of me, and I think they were being, like...
Racist? Kind of,
no, like... They
like, funny racist.
No, they were black people, like, trying to be, like... secretive and being like, only the purple people are allowed in this lottery and stuff.
Oh,
and I'm thinking, what is that, like some secret code for being black? For being
black? Yeah, check out the movie. It's probably not very good. Like, it's probably good, but you know, you can see other movies that are about the same thing.
Did you ever see the movie Precious?
Oh yeah.
I didn't.
You never seen it?
But I heard like the mom makes the girl eat her out and stuff.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, she's like, come here and make mama feel good and show her, like, because the girl's being molested by her own dad, right? But the mom's molesting her too, for Christ's sake.
I don't remember. Probably. I don't remember that part.
I was like, what kind of fucking movie is this?
Yeah, it's about some troubled little girl who had a shitty deal of the hand.
Damn.
She had babies with her dad.
Yeah, and got HIV from him too.
And, you know, her mom was, like, hated her because the dad, like, impregnated her and, like, loved her more than her mom. So, like, she hated her daughter. Real downer.
Real downer.
Real downer. Sad story. True story, too, I think.
Oh, fuck.
Must be. Or maybe not. I remember the, how they approached the rape scenes with the dad and the girl. And how? It was really well done.
Like, how? Like...
Like, it kind of, like, superimposes, like, her going off in a different, like, headspace and thinking of different stuff while he, like, comes in. It just really blended really well in the scene. That's I remember that stood out a lot to me. That was pretty much the only thing.
It wasn't Straw Dogs?
Nah, it wasn't. Straw Dogs. Nah, it wasn't Antichrist.
Like, you walk in and slap her in the face.
Yeah. You see dick going in pussy.
Yeah.
Dick in pussy. Incest pussy. No, seriously, that's a horrible thing. We're kidding, guys.
Incest pussy.
Yeah.
All right.
We're getting everybody. Joke's on you guys.
Yeah. Acting. Like Patrick Stewart. We're practicing acting.
Yeah. Yeah.
That fucking guy died. Snipes. Whatever the fuck his name is.
Snape.
Snapes.
Yeah. Alan, what's his face? Rickman.
Yeah.
Is it Rickman? Alan Rickman?
I know him from the fucking...
Die Hard.
No. The movie... Yeah, I've seen him there too. No, the other Dogma. One. By Gripthar's Hammer or whatever.
Gripthar's Hammer. Oh, that's Space Quest or something like that.
Yeah, I've watched that movie a few times, man. I like that movie.
Yeah. Is that Space Quest? Something like that. Yeah, it's a space movie.
Yeah, that's something like that.
Galaxy Quest.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
He was
shit, man. This thing's doing this again.
End it. It's hot in here anyway. Fuck it.
Yeah, that's weird. It hasn't done that for a very long time.
No, it's just the story of life, man.
Damn.
The glory of life.
Sorry, everybody. The fucking rattling's back. You probably heard that. Whoa. That's weird that came back. That was been gone for so long. Account. Yeah. you know, we'll take off some money because that's on there. Oh, wait, it's free.
Can't weekly. Beat
it. Can't beat free entertainment. Ooh, ha, ha, ha.
Free.
As people didn't see, I did a little dance.
Yeah, I know. Half the time I make hand gestures too.
Yeah.
It really adds to the story.
It does. Like if it was light time, we could put the GoPros there.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, and have the video. I could do that.
Yeah, then you know how cool we look too.
A lot of work though. Not really, but
I'd have to stick something.
Yeah. So. Well, we need light. That's the thing. Like half of the year, it's too dark.
True. True.
You wouldn't be able to see us in this.
That'd be cool though. Give you something to watch while you listen.
Yeah, if you're watching on YouTube. Or listening on YouTube, instead of just our picture, slowly zooming out.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, whatever. It's just, like, it's for audio. Most people get it from iTunes anyways.
Oh, yeah.
They just put it on their phones or whatever they're doing with it.
Having sex while listening.
Yeah. Boo, check, boo, ha. Whoa, gas went down even more. Damn, now it's 91. Man, 91? It was like 94 earlier today.
When we listen to this, when we're 80, we'll be like, gas was 91 back then? Gas was 91. It's like $400. I remember when it was 47.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't seem so crazy.
And you had, were you buying gas now?
No, I wasn't.
That was your that parents. Was
just, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember what the weakest, like lowest I was able to buy it for. I want to say it was almost at a dollar since I've always been driving.
Yeah. Remember when it went low like last year? It went down to like 86 cents?
Yeah, for a bit,
81
yeah.
cents even?
Yeah.
In some places?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's fucking like unheard of, man.
Yeah.
That Powerball thing too. Three people won.
Yeah.
So they'll have to split that.
A billion three ways.
Yeah. 333 million each.
Yeah. That's like winning the lottery. Just like winning the regular lottery.
Some girl, we already talked about that, but the bakery that was giving them away, yeah. Someone from Jessica's office went to that bakery and had it taken.
Yeah.
But obviously they didn't win.
Didn't win. Fuck, I was reading this thing that was actually illegal for them to do.
I thought so too.
It was like against, it's like if anybody complained, they would have to go and press criminal charges. But the cops talked to them, said they had to stop doing it. And they were pretty sure that nobody was going to complain so that they wouldn't have to like, you know, try to charge them.
Yeah, because they.
But it's like right in our law, like it says, you cannot give out, you know, lottery tickets like that.
Yeah, because they made, the first day she was on the radio, she said she cleared 10,000 that day.
Yeah.
And the next day she raised it to $25, you get one. And yeah. She said now that the word was out, it was like before they even opened the door, there was over 100 people lined up.
Yeah.
So they hit their own lottery.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking like.
Good marketing.
Probably like 25 grand they made in those 2 days. Probably a year's worth of
money.
Well, not a year. Probably they need more than that to survive. But like,
you know. A good chunk.
Yeah.
For sure.
Probably half a year.
Yeah, yeah, or, you know, like, buy something nice, you know.
Yeah, there's a whatever. New car or something.
Yeah, you know.
For 2 days of being a smart fucking person.
Yeah, for driving to Buffalo, buying a bunch of tickets.
Driving back.
Man, she bought all the same numbers. So, like, if they won, like, they all won. And they had to split yeah.
You heard about the Chinese thing that did that.
Oh, yeah? No, I didn't hear about that.
The fortune cookie. You know how they always give you the fortune and then the lucky numbers? Well, accidentally actually was the real numbers.
For somebody.
And 35 people played them.
Oh, yeah?
So they had to do a legal investigation into it. Like, how did that happen? And then when they realized it was a fortune cookie, then, yeah. So all the people didn't really win that much money because they had to split it 35 million.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
That's funny, eh?
Yeah.
Stupid fortune cookie's always the same.
Yeah.
Completely fucked me from winning the lottery.
You're about to have financial freedom.
I mean, even right. If it was, like, okay, if it, what's the low, like, what's a really low lottery win?
A million?
Yeah, so split that between 35, you still got a pretty good money for doing nothing.
Like what? What?
I don't know, I have no idea for math, but let's just say it's, even if it's a couple grand, I'd be happy.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, if you win the lottery, all numbers, you'd be kind of mad,
oh, for sure. Yeah. You'd be freaking hard. Out.
Yeah. 35 people won? Seriously?
All over the country.
So hopefully it was like a long, it was a big one.
Yeah. Like, you can look at it all over the internet.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Fucking Google searching shit. God. If I just ask Siri on my phone, she'll fucking look it up for me. I can't do that shit.
Did you see that funny comic on the internet? It's like, it's like there's time before the internet. There's like two friends sitting on the couch, and he's like, "Hey, I'd really like to know about such and such and such a thing." Yeah. And then the other guy's like, "That's a damn shame," because there's no internet. Like, that's it.
Yeah, it's funny how like, for sure, man, we could have, like, we all had the friends who knew everything. So yeah. Back in the day, you couldn't call them out on it.
Yeah, you couldn't.
Now you're just like, I'm Googling it.
They say that's how the Guinness Book of World Records started.
It's from
two guys in Ireland fighting in a bar over which was the fastest hunting bird. Like the the finch or the whatever. Yeah. I don't know. You don't hunt finch.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever.
And yeah, and then they started it. They're like, oh, we'll find out. And then they put it in the book. So if anyone wanted to know. And then it just fucking
kept going on from crazy there. Yeah. That reminds me of this guy, Whiff Home or something like that. He's like, I think he has the most Guinness World Records in the world. And he's like, he's called the Iceman. And he climbed Everest with bare feet in underwear.
Oh, the guy who can control his thermostat. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
And like he swam like the farthest in Arctic water underwater by like 100 yards or some shit like that.
He runs in the snow too.
Yeah, naked.
Yeah. It's easy if you can control that hypocampus or whatever part of your brain that controls your heat.
Yeah, there's a Vice documentary on it and how to do that stuff. And
really?
There's the filmmaker that was doing it. He climbed like a far distance in his underwear and shoes. Just like him from the breathing methods. Like he shows you how to do it in the documentary. Really? Yeah, so it's kind of cool. But anyways, everybody, on that note, this episode's over. It's a short week this week. Thanks for listening. All right, everybody. That is it for episode number 60. Wow, 60. We're getting up there in the numbers. We're getting old. We're more than middle-aged. We're almost at the end of our life if we were humans. Anyways, as always, this episode is brought to you by www.ratherunique.ca. Go there, check out the media work, photography, video, graphic design, whatever you need. Check it out. It's all on the website. And then message me if you want anything done through the site, info@ratherunique.ca. I will give you a quote, then mention the podcast, and you'll get another 10% off, which is pretty sweet. If you play on Xbox One and you want to play with D-Man, his gamer tag is TheGrinch54, capital T, capital G, and the number 54, no spaces. And you could play with me, Chris Asteroid. Follow the show on Twitter, @CarpoolingPod. You can follow me on Twitter, @Chris_Asteroid. If you're listening on iTunes, please subscribe, leave a 5-star rating, and leave a comment letting the world know what you think of the show. Seriously, it only takes a second and would help out immensely. On behalf of Derek P. and myself, Christopher Lloyd, thank you very much for listening to the Carpooling Podcast, guys. Bye.